Happy birthday, KCHA. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary, and we're celebrating all week long. Thanks for joining us. I'm David McCartney.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. Matt James, the voice in Northern Iowa, KCHA, AM and FM, Charles City.
KCHA morning man Matt James in 1986. KCHA ushered in a new era with a new owner that year, Jim Bernard Hebel, known on the air as Jim Bernard. He was getting tired of the big city rat race, so after nearly 15 years in Chicago radio, he decided to move out to the country and buy a station of his own. He moved to Charles City in 1986.
I just loved the town. When I arrived there, the community kind of just greeted me in the most positive way. It's a great town.
It's 5 o'clock with Jim Bernard at the Voice of Northern Iowa.
Super CHA.
Where? We are into phase two. Stay tuned tomorrow morning. We got a new morning lineup coming for you, yes? We're going to have Mike Lyman and Denise Burgess on in the mornings. Matt James in the afternoon and Bernard and Bernsey here. 4 o'clock. Keep it right here at Super CHA.
Small town radio must meet the needs of the town and the entire surrounding area. And that means that you try to do diverse programming, a lot of public affairs, a lot of community-minded things, local news, ball games. If there's anything happening in the area, you're there to be involved in it.
Now, I've got everybody in the studio here.
We are?
Now, we got Mike in here, we got Gerald, we got the new girl, Denise. Denise, hi, how are you? Now we can tell everybody your name. Denise Burgess. They told me I wouldn't do this today, but I'm going to do it anyway. They bet that I wouldn't do this. I'm going to play accordion. I haven't picked up an accordion in 30 years. And we... Just wait till you hear this. Too bad after all those years.
Jim Bernard and the KCHA staff on March 30th, 1987, as Jim ushered in a new era as owner of KCHA. Jim owned and managed KCHA for 10 years until 1996. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm David McCartney.